picture with you and the big brown trout in the book, John, or?
Oh, sure.
All the pictures in here are in the book.
Okay, AIS. Afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and members of the commission.
Sorry. Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and members of the commission. For those listening in, I'm Mike Reiner, Aquatic Invasive Species Coordinator for the department. And I'm just gonna give a quick update on the Invasive Mussel Summit that we are hosting along with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service next week in Yankton. So over the last 4 years, you've all heard a lot about the potentially negative impacts to our recreation, tourism, aquatic resources, and water quality. But if you look across North America, the greatest impacts are the economic impacts to our water infrastructure, our drinking water, power production, irrigation. And so with that in mind, we thought it'd be a good idea to reach out to some of the other impacted stakeholders around the state and put on a summit to help educate and also to try to open up a dialogue with the other stakeholders, generate support, and build partnerships. And this could be anything from monitoring and education and outreach efforts to implementing best practices to not take residual water from place to place or use equipment in an unsafe manner. So with that, we got together and generated a list of potential stakeholders that we thought were key players in this and came up with a list of about 260 different people that we invited to this summit. And we got a pretty outstanding group of speakers to agree to come and talk to these groups. We have people from Texas all the way to Alberta to give first-hand knowledge of operational solutions to infestations, as well as projects that they tried and didn't work so well, and building partnerships in the real world. For so right now, out of that group, we have about 80 folks that have registered for the conference, and we have people attending from state and federal agencies, different politicians, cities, NGOs, power producers, representatives from rural water associations, and irrigators, and a few commissioners as well that we're glad are going to be coming. So I'm here for any of your questions about that.
Okay, Mary.
Commissioner Boyd here. I'm pleased to hear that the numbers are up. I think it wasn't much more than maybe a week or 10 days ago. It looked like registration was at about 40 or so. So great job on marketing the event. I'm looking forward to it.
Any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you very much.